Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wally Bach is here, too, because he's our good friend, an original member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1997. He's one of the handful of our Brain Trust members who were with us in the very first calendar year, which is 97. And we were on the radio for a couple of months there in 97, starting in November. Wally was one of those guys. He joined us in December, and he's one of a handful of those guys who are still with us. Karen Kerrigan's another one, but Wally's he's a trooper. He's one of those guys that is out there with his ear to the ground and his finger on the pulse of the marketplace and what customers are doing. Wally, I'm reading what your mother gave me, so don't interrupt me. And he's also the author of a number of books, including Net Income and Cyber Power for Business. And he's our good friend, the impulsive, the impatient Wally Bach. Welcome back.
The impulsive, the impatient. See, what people don't know is that for people like me who come on shows like this, the best thing about coming on this show would be the music.
Well, of course. The other thing you have to know about people like you is that you have no life. If you're on my show, you obviously have no life.
Yeah, well, I'm just flattered that you kept me in it and still called it a brain trust. I think that's a big step.
Well, that's a good point. Hey, Wally, we're coming into the holiday season. We're actually, fully arrived in the holiday season with Thanksgiving behind us and Christmas and Hanukkah and whatever else is in front of us. And people are, they're starting to get that little gleam in their eye, that little mistletoe gleam in their eye. And people are either wanting to go to parties or expecting to be invited to parties or wondering if, am I supposed to throw a party? And small business owners are maybe in the middle of something like that. The economy is getting better, but it's still not great. And for a lot of folks. And so, is it a good idea to have a holiday party if you're a small business?
I think it is. I mean, I think anytime you can bring people together without the explicit purpose of business and give them a chance to interact, it's usually pretty good. I think one of the things that you got to realize is that if you're the boss, the party is different for you. I mean, it's not everybody else can go and hang out and do really cool stuff. You have to be careful about what you do because even though it's the party, you're still the boss.
I thought this was a party where we weren't talking about business. We weren't doing business things. I thought it was one of those egalitarian kind of things,
Well, I know that egalitarian is in, but I mean, here's the deal. If you're the boss and you know this, especially because you were in the military.
Yep.
When the commander shows up, the party changes.
Oh yeah. No. What is it? The commander gets up, turns the smoking light on or turns it off.
I mean, everybody
stands a little straighter, locks the heels, click just a little bit a little bit louder, et cetera, et cetera. I'm with you.
Okay, so that's the first of my natural laws of parties for leaders is that the party changes when you arrive, which means that the only party you see is the party when you're there.
Okay. All right.
When you leave, if we stood up straighter for the commander in the beginning, when you leave, people start to loosen up.
They slouch a little bit after that.
Yeah, so that's number one. Rule number two is, and I've alluded to this already, you're still the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, next morning you've got the higher firepower. Next morning you've got the performance evaluation power, the assignment power, all that stuff still there.
Yeah.
And so therefore, people watch you in a way they don't watch each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the boss, you have to be aware that you are the boss. You're not one of the gang. I know, as we said, egalitarian is in, but egalitarian is a good value. It's just not the reality of human nature.
Yeah, yeah.
If you expect to be one of the people,
so is it this part of the, what I'm getting from you right now that that the boss should throw the party, should show up, but maybe not stay the whole time?
You're getting ahead of my natural laws, but yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, all right. All right, go ahead.
No, no, no.
Go ahead with number two.
Number two is you're the boss. Number three is that the people at the party would rather hang out with each other than listen to speeches from you.
Ah.
So one of the things I tell coaching clients is if you absolutely have to make a speech, and I'm not convinced you have to do anything more than say, have a great time at the party. You know, we
welcome, have fun, don't break anything, don't do anything we have to call 911 about.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that we've got to call either the EMTs or the police department is probably
right
out of bounds.
Anything short of that's okay, though.
You have great fun. Yeah. If you must give a speech, I suggest 2 minute minimum, 2 minute maximum.
Yeah.
Get up, say what you got to say, say your thank yous, and get off the stage. Let the party go on.
And make sure that, as hard as it may be for some people, make sure it's positive.
Oh yeah. If you're going to have a party, it ought to be positive. That's what parties
are. Yeah, right.
On.
Yeah, and if you're having a hard time with it, folks, just put a party hat on your head. That'll get you in the mood.
I worked for a guy once. That was his thing. Anytime he wanted to celebrate, he put this little party hat on.
Right.
And it was.
What else?
I mean, it was. Very important thing is that you can pretty much guarantee that if you have a party and people are there, someone at that party at some time is going to do something really, 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 really stupid.
We call that "You Bet Your Job" prom night.
Yes, it's "You Bet Your Job."
Career-defining moments.
And the thing is that the odds of that happening go up with every alcoholic drink consumed.
Right, right. So is it a good idea maybe not to serve alcohol at a Christmas or a holiday party?
I think you got to make that call based on the company culture.
And then somebody says, well, that depends on whether you want somebody to come or not. It depends on whether you want people to show up or not, right?
Right, or stay, yeah.
Right.
I mean, this is when I was an actual boss before I was a guru, this was really hard for me because I'm one of those guys that comes and stays. I mean, I'm the one who closes up and helps, you know, put the
right
stuff away.
Right. Right.
And stuff like
right
that. And I learned I just couldn't do that.
Right.
And it wasn't
so you
that
have
I
to,
was,
you have a, you, there's a different expectation, folks. When you, if you decide to have a holiday party, there's a different expectation. Think about what Wally had to say and, you know, maybe put in a couple of your own little laws in there. But one thing I'll tell you about bosses at parties, less is better. Whatever you're going to do, less is better. Hey, Wally, give us your website quickly one time.
Website is blog.3starleadership, all written out like one word, .com.
Blog.3starleadership.com. Wally Bach and I will be right back. More to come with our good friend Wally after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.